Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, delving into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the great visits we've enjoyed with artists who helped define the sound of today's music from Celtic roots. This time it's Irish-American singer and songwriter Cathy Ryan.
Ryan, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to Scotland.
Thank you, I'm delighted to be here.
Thanks a lot for meeting up with me in Edinburgh. And tell us why you're here, first of all. Not in Edinburgh, but in Scotland.
I was brought over to Glasgow by BBC Radio 2 for their live broadcast from the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow as part of the Celtic Connections Festival. I shared a bill with John McCusker and with Cherish the Ladies. It was really nice. I hadn't seen Cherish the Ladies actually perform in years. And it was great. When my set was done, I sat down and listened to them, and it was just terrific. They were really great. And I was blessed to have as my backup band the man who produced my last record, John McCusker, Phil Cunningham, Michael McGoldrick, Ian Carr, and Andy Seward. So I was really high.
A band to die for?
Oh my God, it was just the best gig ever.
Now in sailor's clothes, grand new whale did go, a bold sea captain from top to toe. Her clans and children were the greatest care of Grace O'Malley, of Grace O'Malley, who never did despair. Her trade was maintenance by land and sea, 200 loyal men.
up in Detroit.
Yes.
Which is a very musical city.
Very. And no one ever associates Detroit with Irish music. They think of Motown and the blues and gospel and rock. That's all there. I mean, when I was growing up, the blocks around my neighborhood were full of garage bands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was great. And Motown, of course, everybody loved it, including me. I still listen to Marvin Gaye all the time. But we had a very strong Irish community when I was growing up. The people of my parents' generation immigrated to Detroit for the auto industry. It was a viable place where people could get work and have real security, not like it is now, unfortunately. Mm. But they founded a Gaelic league in Detroit, and in the area they founded in, next to Tiger Stadium, it was known as Corktown. Mm. It was full of immigrants. So we would go down to the Gaelic league. They had Gaelic lessons, step dancing lessons, they had a library, and there was music all the time. And they even built into the lounge area of the building a fireplace, so that when the proper concert was over, you could sit around the fire like you would at home in Ireland and have a session. So they thought of everything. And then they had an Irish festival every year. And I didn't get my driver's license as a teenager because I didn't want to miss Saturdays at the Gaelic League. And I missed my prom because there was an Irish festival, and it was very active.
Uh-huh.
And they're not immigrating to Detroit anymore, which is unfortunate, the
because
Irish.
Because that particular economy won't necessarily support a lot of new workers, presumably, coming into the auto industry.
Yeah, and also the young Irish aren't going there, so there's not a young Irish community, but there is in New York and Boston, and so they know they can find a bunch of people to hang out with, probably people that they know, and that's not happening in Detroit. But the Irish American, the descendants of the original immigrants, have been carrying it on, which is great.
Will you let me go to the fair? What in you lick to a nanny maid? My dearest dear, I do not dare. Begin a camara gigundet clod, a fair tomorrow in County Clare. Begin a camara gigundet clod, what good is it to me? I won't be there. Oh, what in you lick to a nanny maid? Oh, Martha, will you let me go to the fair? What in you lick to a nanny maid? My dearest dear, I do not dare. Jane, a hand egg boss, you're not 10 or 11 yet. Kneel to a Jane, a hand egg boss, but when you're 13, you'll be let. A warring you look at a nanny may, Martha, will you let me go to the fair? Warring you look at a nanny may, my dearest dear, I do not dare.
From our radio archives, first-generation Irish-American singer Cathy Ryan. At thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of this Thistle Pod. NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock airs radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream at thistleradio.com, where you can also win a trip to Scotland in our free sweepstakes. Find out how at thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining me.